Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to a Count Out Podcast.
Dude, are you fucking okay?
Dude, we fucked up.
I told you, man. You can't challenge him like that.
We got to return that pyramid.
And we got to scrap that fucking episode. What do you think? Scrap it?
We have to. Scrap it.
Scrap it. Oh, what it is, what's up, and welcome everyone to Faces and Feels. Anything goes. Alex, we've been through it. This is the second time we're recording this episode because shit just got way too real.
Anything definitely goes sometimes.
When we came up with the concept of this, I didn't think we'd be talking about ancient Egyptian curses. I got to tell you, I didn't think that's where we were going, but this is the life we're living right now.
5-6 episodes in and we're already hitting the this type of podcast.
It's fucked. It is absolutely fucked. Yeah. This is national treasure spec fucking stuff here. This is out of control. But nobody knows what we're talking about. So yeah, I'm Rafe. This is Faces and Feels. I normally interview wrestlers, but I also do Anything Goes with my friend Alex from Vinyls and Violence. How are you, my man?
I've good for right now, but have been better.
Well, yeah, it's been a lot. So just the other day, I got Alex on the line and we recorded an episode and I just needed to get some shit off my chest. I needed to talk about some strange happenings that were going down in my life. We talked it out and then they started to affect Alex as well. So we have decided that we flirted with the dark arts way too much.
A little bit. We're
essentially printing a retraction. We're not releasing the interview. I mean, the conversation, the episode. We're not doing it. Apologies to the Pharaoh. We're not doing it.
Consider it our peace offering.
Yeah, consider it our peace offering. Yes. We will give a rough overview just so people know what the fuck we're talking about. And then we'll go on and we'll talk about some wrestling. So the rough story is that recently a piece of pyramid entered our lives. Not by chance and not even directly, but somebody in my wife's life went to Egypt. Now, what you need to know about my wife is she does not like ancient Egyptian documentaries or movies or anything like that. She thinks the Egyptians are way too scary. Just like, there's too much magic, there's too much shit I don't understand. Whenever they do those documentaries, somebody opens a tomb, another plague hits the world, just don't touch it. She believes, do not disturb the ancient Egyptians. And to be honest, I'm with her for the most part. I'll watch the stuff, but I'm a bit anti mess it fucking with their shit, right? Well, anyway, this person had gone to Egypt on a holiday, and apparently it was a little bit cursed even going there, like flights had been cancelled and things were changed. So it was even a mission getting there. But once there, this person was near the pyramids and essentially picked up a piece of pyramid and brought it back to Australia. There was a chunk broken off or something, and brought it in and essentially threw it at my wife. She wanted nothing to do with it, and she did not touch it. But since then, there have been lots of things in my life that haven't gone well. And I don't know whether these could be directly attributed to the pyramid, but the timing is a little bit suspicious. Let's say that. I don't know if I broke my wrist because of the pyramid. It's hard to say that. There's been some people close to us that have been unwell or had some accidents and misfortune happen to us. Was this due to the pyramid? I don't know. But we were laying it all out in that episode, and then things didn't get better. But during that time, you decided to challenge the ancient Egyptians.
Yeah, I got a little ballsy at the end of the episode.
Because you weren't a believer.
Well, I was trying to relieve some of the curse off you if it existed.
Yeah.
And yeah, I flexed up on the curse and immediately started suffering its wrath.
Well, almost immediately. Like literally immediately. Tell the people essentially what you said and then what happened.
So I know it's nothing major, but as soon as we got off recording, my TV sound just started playing. It's not on. And I couldn't get it to turn off, and I had no idea what was going on.
What the fuck?
And it was loud. It was very loud. Nothing was
so weird.
I could turn it on.
This was at your grandparents' house, because I believe I believe you were like, they've got to deal with this on their own. I'm out of here.
Yeah, they have a computer. I don't. I'd rather use a computer than my phone. So I record here.
Yeah.
So yeah, the TV starts playing.
And you bail. You get straight out of Dodge, which is, if this was a horror movie, that is the correct choice. Get the fuck out.
Well, also, I forgot to leave out this detail because I didn't realize it till I was leaving. What it was saying was about, I guess about a week ago, that's when we found out that hurricane that was hitting like Florida or whatever was working its way up the coast and was going to hit us. So like immediately my TV starts playing audio of them saying a hurricane's going to hit you in a few days.
a threat. Because you had said plaguey. If this pharaoh wants to try something, come at me, bro, was essentially what you said. And then we hang up the call and then the TV sound turns on threatening you with a hurricane. That happened within seconds.
Pharaoh was immediately just like, I'm pussy.
I think it's you, sir. So that shook you, and I was like, be very careful driving home, because that's just the kind of trap that a pharaoh would use to then flip your car on the way home, and then I find out that my co-host has been killed in an automobile accident mere moments after fucking it goes down.
I don't know why I laugh. It's not funny, but No, I made it home. That was pretty much all that really happened to me, because the hurricane didn't really hit us. It kind of went around us, which was awesome.
So it was just a threat.
It definitely like met threat with threat, and I backed down immediately.
Yeah.
I texted you immediately, and we were like, out of here.
We can't release this episode, was essentially how it went down.
Yeah, my grandparents can deal with the curse for now.
Exactly. We immediately pushed out, back down from the dark arts, and they win. That's fine.
They're gone.
Yeah, and to be honest, we were treading in areas that we had no business playing with, forces that we couldn't possibly understand, so we got the hell out.
Yes, exactly.
Now, answer me this. Have there ever been any mummy or ancient Egyptian wrestlers? There was a mummy, wasn't there?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was like WCW bullshit, wasn't it?
It was WWF. I don't know.
I could see it either way, to be honest with you. I think it was WCW, though. I don't remember its name.
Yeah. I'm going to quickly Google it, because maybe that's some homework we have to do. Watch a mummy match. Mummy wrestler. There we go. I'm probably going to get something very terrible. Oh, yep, there you go. The Mummy. What's this article? Oh. The worst of wrestling. Who was the mummy in WWE? December 1995. The Killer and the Mummy. 6'1". There you go. you know what? I'm not sure I can bring myself to watch it, to be honest. It looks bad. It looks very bad. Anyway. Oh, no, but it looks like there was one at... I can see an image of a mummy walking out at Halloween Havoc as well. So maybe they've both had mummies at one time or another.
Yeah, I can't imagine either one being very fun to go back and watch.
Anyway, you know what? We're not going to mock them. We're going to respect them. We're going to send them our best wishes, and we're going to move on.
I'm sure they were great characters now that I think about it. Yeah.
Some of my favorites.
Peak entertainment.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So hopefully that's the end of the curse. We're putting it to bed. We've narrowly survived, and we're all good. Now, what are we even talking about? Like, we didn't really plan out this episode. We just knew we had to essentially print a retraction immediately to survive. So now we're just going to talk about what's going on. I've been watching nothing but the G1. What's that?
Yeah. So it's basically a freestyle episode at this point.
Absolutely. Did you do your homework? I sent you some homework.
I went to before we started recording this, and I was using my cousin's account, and he must not have, like, kept up to date with it. So when I went to click on play, it just said, you need to subscribe. And I was like, damn it. So I need to watch that still.
Yeah.
But I did try. Effort was there.
Oh, well, you know what? There you go. So we got nothing, really, is the answer.
Yeah.
So what have it – maybe we'll just run through our week of wrestling and go through our highlights, and then we could set each other homework then, because I could definitely get you that match. So what we were talking about has my match changed in the last couple of weeks since we spoke about it? I will say that if I had to run through matches of the G1 and my favorites, I think it's still – I still think they're Goto matches. So Goto versus Takeshita, which is the one I was originally asking you to watch, and then also Goto versus David Finlay was really good, just to see the very wholesome ending. So they would be my two. And to give you a little bit of background and to give anybody – listening a little bit of background, Hirooki Goto has been with New Japan forever. Like, he's a lifer, you know. Like, I mean, he was elsewhere before. I don't think he was literally a dojo boy and straight through his whole life, and he was briefly in, I think, TNA or some shit. But, like, he has been with New Japan for a very long time, and in a lot of ways he probably would have been bigger than he was, but he was around in, like, the golden era of, like, Tanahashi, Okada, Shinsuke Nakamura, you know, AJ Styles is flying around. There's all these, like, Naito. There's all these really big names. So he's always sort of second man up and has never really, like, he's always been the bridesmaid and never the bride in a lot of ways. Okay. And then very recently he's just been doing, like, a lot of tag stuff. Like, he has this tag team called Bishamon with this guy Yoshihashi. Like, they beat FTR recently, and they've had the championship a ton of times. And what's so cool about him is you kind of sort of forget about him a little bit because they don't do heaps with him, and he's been doing the tag stuff. And then this year in the New Japan Cup, I think David Finlay was supposed to go to the finals. Goto was in it, but he couldn't. He had, like, some kind of eye injury and had to go to hospital. So Goto gets the tap on the shoulder to be like, you're going to go to the finals. And so he was in the finals with Yota Tsuji. And so he didn't win, but he just had this, like, fucking banger classic, like, finale match. And I was like, that's right, he can fucking just go when he needs to. And then this G1, he's just been having those every day. Like, it's so fucking good to see. And the crowd has just been getting behind him. Like, they're just chanting, Goto, Goto. They're just really, really behind him. And so it's so awesome, like, to see it planning out. Will he go all the way? Like, I don't really know. I fucking hope so. But, I mean, it'd be pretty big for them to pull the trigger on him. But it would be cool to see him, like, get that gold watch, especially in an era where, like, Okada and Ospreay and everybody is gone. It'd be really cool for New Japan to be like, you know what? We still fucking got the man, and that would be sick. But he is an older guy, you know, so.
So from at this point, how much more left is there for this for them to determine who wins?
We're about to go into the finals. So last night, the final night of Block B that would actually decide if Godot was in the finals happened. Okay. I've been trying to stay spoiler free on that so I can watch it.
Gotcha.
And then the finals play out. So there's like the way the G1 works this year, there's Block A and Block B. Once you get to the end, the top three of each goes into like a playoffs. And I think how that works is the top guy, like 1 and 1, they get a bye, and 2 and 3 verse each other. I don't know if they swap. Oh, Jesus, smashed my mic. I don't know if they swap or if they stay in their blocks. I can't remember how that works. I think they stay in their blocks. So I think then 2 and 3 verse each other. Then whoever gets through that goes on to verse 1. So finishing the top of the block is an advantage because you get a bye, obviously. And then they verse off, and then the top of each block verse each other in the final, and then whoever wins goes on to main event Wrestle Kingdom against the champion. So it's essentially setting up your like main event for your WrestleMania. You know, that's kind of the vibe of it, which is why it's such a big tournament, because it runs for like, you know, a month plus, and it really establishes like kind of your whole next year in a way. So, the G1 is so important every year. And over on Ichiban Sweetcast, we do a concept that I came up with fucking back in the day on this show called G-Wondering, which essentially is me, well, was me on my own for a long time, just doing an episode for every single night of the G1. Can you imagine doing that on your own? Because I slowly went insane. So I did it by the end of the G1. You could just hear.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Me fucking losing my mind, like like I've literally lost it. And it usually sort of goes coincide with we'll do a tipping competition or like a draft or something like that. And so when I first did, I used to do a tipping competition with my friend Mo and my wife and stuff like that. They don't really do it anymore. And so this one has been phrased around the Stiff One, which is a draft competition that We Work Stiff do. There's four of us in it. So myself and my co-host Curtis, and then Josh and Dave from We Work Stiff. And we did a draft where we essentially each end up with a team of five guys, and then their points contribute to your team. And then that works out if you've won the Stiff One, you know.
That sounds really cool.
It was super fun. It's been super fun. And I got the draft order was determined randomly, and I got picks, like first round picks in round 1 and 2. So that was fucking super hot. And what I can tell you is I got Zack Sabre Jr. and then Shingo Takagi, and both are in the finals in A block. So that's really good. I wish they were in different blocks because it would give me more of a chance to go further. But yeah, so I'm looking pretty good, and I'm currently leading the standings by like 2 points, I think. Okay. So Curtis is out completely now. None of his guys made the final. Oh, wait, no, I don't know B block. So depending on what happens on B block, I think he maybe still has the opportunity to get in. But, yeah, I'm like currently like 2 points ahead with two guys in the finals, with the potential to have two more guys in the finals if certain things could happen, because B block is very, very close in points in the real G1 and in our tipping contest. So depending how it goes, if things fell in the right place, I could potentially end up with, I think, both Godot and Narita in the finals, which I would end up with like 4 of the 6 people. But yeah, we'll see what happens with B block. But anyway, everybody can.
It's just for fun, or are you guys throwing money on it?
Oh, there's no money on it, but I believe there is a prize. We hadn't really established what the prize was, but I think Josh was talking about maybe making a jersey for the winner, but I don't know if that happens. Okay. So because we had our teams, he's a he's a graphic designer, and he made, I don't know if you saw this over on Twitter, you probably didn't, he made basketball card packs and cards for our individual teams. So we all have team names.
Oh, wow.
So mine was the, like, West Coast Captains, based around Captain New Japan, who was kind of a corny character that they used to have. And then I've got my team of five. And he based mine around, like, Fleer Ultra, I think mine were. And then his were, like, Top Deck. And then something was blah, blah, blah. Like, each one was thing. And there was a packet with the graphic, and then each of you guys with the graphic and their draft order. And it was a really fucking cool idea.
That's really cool.
Yeah, like really cool, like, social media content, and people were all about it. I wonder if I can send it to you. I'll find it, and I will send it to you.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, exactly. Just because, and he's like a huge basketball card fan, you know, used to collect it back in the day. So I was just like, that's just such cool content, man. That's like a really fun idea. And people have been really, really getting into it, which has been good, like a lot of fan interaction with it and stuff like that.
Nice.
So yeah, so really G1 has just like absorbed my fucking life, like in a lot of ways. How about you? What has been, what's been keeping you busy?
Honestly, a lot of just like comedy stuff. I watched the show Kill Tony every week, and I didn't watch any wrestling over the weekend because they just ran, two live shows at Madison Square Garden. Oh. So I watched them instead of wrestling. Mm-hmm. So if you like comedy and like that kind of stuff, I know I talked to Tremont a lot about it. He's real big into that too. So every time I go to H2O and see him or message him on Facebook, we talk about comedy, but I can't remember the last time I watched wrestling. Nothing recent.
Yeah, exactly.
I missed Raw and I missed NXT. I was sick. I've been sick the past few days.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's not good. Are you feeling better now?
Yeah. Yeah. I went back to work today. I'm feeling a little better, but.
Mm-hmm. The.
More curse.
Yeah. The absolute curse of it all. Are you. Well, actually, you know what you did tell me about on the episode that no longer like exists was the you went to like that H2O show, and that was the homework you sent me, and I also haven't had an opportunity to do it. So,
yeah, it was the Toby Farley and Colby Carino match from round one from Hardcore Kingdom. I think that was the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
So. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going back and watching that too. So whenever I watch, I'll probably watch both of those matches in between now and when we record next.
We should definitely do it. I want to watch that. And like now that I'm getting to finals of G1 and I'm not needing to do a podcast for every single A block night, I will have like a little bit more time. The other cool things.
If you wanted to, if you're watching it and it's like a reasonable time for me too, if you wanted to just like give me a call, we can maybe just voice talk about it while we're watching.
That would be a good idea. We could vibe on it.
That'd be cool.
For sure. I'll actually have some time coming up as well because my wife has to go to Melbourne for like a week next week. So I'll just be chilling in my house like on a night and she won't be around. So I will be fucking alone and I could yell loudly at wrestling and not bother anybody.
There we go.
Yeah, that would be it. Speaking of wrestling that's coming up, and I wonder if I could actually maybe I could get an advance copy for you and we could watch it together. But I'm doing commentary for Bleeding Gums last show, Wire and Ice, this Saturday night with Andrew Crammond, the owner and proprietor of Bleeding Gums. And it would be hell cool if we could do a review of that. Maybe once it comes to IWTV, because he's kind of hoping that we record on Saturday and he could get it up on IWTV like as soon as Monday.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So really fast, but we could do a review episode based around that as well. Have you watched any of the Bleeding Gums stuff yet? Or do you hate me?
If you've sent me anything, I've watched it, but, I don't know. Whenever I go to my buddy Justin's house, we usually throw on something that's out of the norm, like, you know, not H2O or anything for us. So we might have watched one, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I just watch so much, I can't remember. I know we watch a lot of the, Kumite over there on in the UK and stuff like that. They all kind of blend together a little bit for me just because I'm not super familiar with the talent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're like, oh, and all there's often. Big Joe. Like,
yeah, he's like the only one I know, him and Clint Margera.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, both Big Joe and Clint Margera were on the first Bleeding Gums show.
That's a selling point for me.
Yeah, I think they're on the second as well. But so it's like Lou Nixon, so it's Michael Caden. There's a whole bunch of guys. The second, and like Neil Diamond Cutter's on it, like fucking on both of the first two, I think. But the second one, like the last one we did a couple of months ago, was their second ever show, and they did a tournament for their title. So
okay.
Yeah. They like,
I love tournaments.
Yeah, exactly. And it's sick. And it's like Neil Diamond Cutter, Big F and Joe, fucking Michael Caden, fucking Danny Darko. Like, it's a bit of a who's who. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool. As well as some new guys that you won't have seen before as well.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll send you a link to that show so you can check it out. But yeah, if anybody has IWTV, check out Bleeding Gums, man. Like Androver in Scotland, these are the first deathmatch shows Scotland's ever seen, and he's absolutely killing it. Like, he hasn't fucked around with like production value. He's gotten a full ring. He's had cool venues. He's had great lighting. Like, I couldn't believe how good it looked for a first show.
That's really cool. I need to do a deep dive into this because it sounds incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
So
exactly. Now, I'll send you both the links, but yeah, we'll do Bleeding Gums deep dive. And then the last thing to touch on real quick, because I've just noticed my computer's going to run out of battery and this episode's going to be over anyway, is that, dude, Where's My Ring is finally coming back.
Yeah.
September 13th. So we kind of got held up for a hot minute. There was some issues with a governmental body and things like that. Needless to say, our next show, Snitches Get Stitches, is going to be on September 13th. Pretty clear message in the title there. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. And the card hasn't been announced, but I can tell you that the main event is a death match and it is gonna be a killer. So it's, yeah, gonna be really good. And that will be free on YouTube once that releases. We've still got, I don't know if they're up yet, but we've still got like three episodes, well, you know, shows in the can that haven't even gone up to YouTube yet because we were just so distracted with everything that was going on that, you know, they were delayed essentially. But yeah, we have matches from when the WWE were in town. So when WWE here, were here for Elimination Chamber, we did two shows in Perth, like matinee shows or a matinee and an afternight show. And we had like our own kind of dumb elimination, no ring chamber match, like, which is stupid, and a bunch of fun stuff there. And then we had our big 1 year anniversary show at a huge venue here that absolutely popped off. They just haven't been released yet because we're messing about with all that stuff. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of content coming out, four shows coming out from Dude, Where's My Ring 2? Not playing any games over there.
And they have the show coming up, right?
Yep. That's it. So three in the can.
I'm going to throw this out there real quick. Mm-hmm. If anybody's listening to this right now and wants to go to that dude show, and I will buy your ticket and you can go on my behalf. And you can sit in my seat.
That's very kind. So you're saying anybody in Perth, Western Australia, or that's going to be in Perth, West Australia, and wants to attend
the first person.
Yeah.
Yes. The first person to message me can have my ticket. I will buy myself a ticket and you can go as me.
That is,
because I want you to check it out.
That would be great. We'll take a photo together like you or Alex. That would be great.
Yes, and
you will need to act fast though, because the tickets have been on sale for one day and they're already 80% sold out.
Like, well, if they sell out, then I don't have to do this.
We need to get this episode to Ryan and get it up ASAP so somebody in Perth can take full advantage of this. So, yeah,
absolutely. I should just buy a ticket anyway. First person to message me gets my ticket. If nobody messages me, there'll be a blank seat where I should be.
Yeah, okay. Well, we mostly do standing room anyway. So.
Well, there'll be a blank area in the venue where I should be.
Well, you can take a photo with the ticket and you'll be there in spirit. So that would be
beautiful
too. That would be absolutely beautiful. Yeah. But there you go. So potential free ticket online for anybody that wants it. Just DM me or DM Alex and he'll hook you up.
I got you.
All right. That is amazing. Well, thank you very much, man. Tell everybody where to find you before my computer runs out of battery.
Vinyls and Violence on Instagram. That's really it. You can find all my links in the link tree on that if you want to find me anywhere else.
Yep, that's absolutely correct. It is all there and everything you need. Everything for me is at Faces Feels Cast. If you liked all that bullshit I was telling you about the G1, you can check out at Ichiban Suite on all social media. We also have a link tree for both these shows where you can check out all our links and stuff like that. But thanks, Alex. Thanks for a quick retraction episode. We'll get this up.
Mm-hmm. Curse ridden. Yep. We have returned the slab.
Yeah, that's it. It is done. We've returned it, spiritually, and we have apologized to, the powers that be. So hopefully everything is back to normal. We're ready and free. People out there, don't anger the ancient Egyptians. Rate, subscribe, listen or die. And remember, it's all about peace, love, and pro wrestling. Peace. Thanks for listening. Faces and Feels is a proud member of the Count Out Podcasting Network. It is created and hosted by me, Rafe Houston, edited by myself and the amazing Ryan Neitzy. And the show is available on all good podcast platforms, so please go rate and subscribe. You can follow the show everywhere on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. at Faces Feels Cast. And you can check out the Count Out Network and all our sister shows over there at Count Out Pod. If you'd like to book me for commentary, have an interview request, a topic suggestion, or you just want to say hi, you can email us at facesandfeels@gmail.com. With all that said, thanks for listening, and please support our friends and sponsors. Peace.
My body is a roadmap of pain.
DeathmatchWorldwide.com, the official online merchandise store that is only for Deathmatch Wrestling. Featuring official t-shirts from No Peace Underground, John Wayne Murdoch, Akira, Madman Pondo, Zona 23, Neil Diamond Cutter, G Raver, Schlack, Necro Butcher, and many more. If you are a deathmatch wrestler, promotion, manager, or platform, and are interested in joining the web store, send us an email to deathmatchworldwide@yahoo.com. Deathmatchworldwide.com for the violent view.
This has been a Count Out Podcast. CountOut provides a wide variety of bonus content that is right at your fingertips. On the CountOut Patreon, our podcasts are creating bonus content exclusively for you, their listener. For only $5 a month, you can watch instant reactions to major shows, watch-alongs, early access to main feed podcasts, some fun goof and gag audio, plus shows from some of the podcasters' outside interests. It's the best way to experience all that the CountOut Network has to offer. So head on down to patreon.com/countout to take part in some of the best and most fun content wrestling has to offer. Again, that is patreon.com/countout.